This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A wildfire burning on the western slope has grown to nearly 12,000 acres. CPR's Dan Boyce reports no evacuations have been ordered.
Lightning started the Pine Gulch fire last Friday, about 18 miles north of Grand Junction, but much of its growth has come in the last couple days. Firefighters say the blaze is only about 5% contained, and high winds and low humidity have crews worried its size could increase rapidly. Though, at this time, the growth is moving away from populated areas. While there are no evacuations yet, a couple of roads are closed to non-essential travel. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Officials with the State Department of Labor and Employment say fraudsters are filing fraudulent claims using personal information taken from data breaches. Executive Director Cher Haven reports that a number of Coloradans who haven't filed for unemployment are receiving multiple unemployment insurance benefit debit cards.
Currently investigating thousands of instances of fraud and working with Secret Service, federal and local agencies to detect and prosecute once we identify the criminals behind the fraudulent activity.
Officials say those who received unneeded unemployment benefits should alert credit agencies and file a police report. The people caught up in Denver's municipal court system are typically experiencing homelessness and are disproportionately Black, Denverite's David Sachs reports.
That's according to a study commissioned by Denver's Public Defender's Office. The data shows 38% of 2018 cases involved unhoused residents and about 30% charged Black people in a city that is 10% African American. In the end, 70% of the charges for low-level nonviolent crimes, things like public drinking and sleeping in parks, were thrown out. Now the Public Defender's Office and city council members are wondering why, after the high police, jail, and court costs to taxpayers, these people were arrested in the first place. Public defenders have received a federal grant to hire social workers to connect people with services and curb recidivism. But Denver's chief public defender, Alice Norman, said she'll need more money down the road. David Sachs, Denverite.
It is 85 degrees and mostly cloudy in Denver. It is 5:34. This is CPR News.